Blog Talk Radio.
Chuckle out of hearing that because I'm so retarded with the laugh. I don't even know what to say. But on tonight's show, we have Lady Zane. She's going to be co-hosting with me tonight, so I'm super, super excited to have her on the show. So, Lady Zane, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Miss P, and I'm very excited. Nervous. I have the butterflies, but I'm sure you're gonna get me through this tonight. So I'm hoping everyone is listening and call in and show us some love. And I'm
absolutely
super excited about interviewing Kobe Wright. So
right, exactly. That. I think you said a mouthful. I don't think you have those butterflies are flying away now. You know, they're dispersing. You know, you hit it right on key. So, with that being said, how was your day today, Lady Zane?
Oh, my day, it was like I was just basically thinking, like, what I was going to say. It was been a lot on my mind, like, you know, because this is my first time appearing on a live radio show. So, most week I was just thinking about what I was going to say and things of that nature to keep people, you know, tuned in.
Well, they are going to tune in. Listen to that voice. Come on. It's all sultry. Like, who's not going to tune in? And who's not going to be beating me in my head after the show? Like, have her back on the show. Have her back on the show. I'm definitely looking forward to that. Many times for you to come on. You're always welcome to be on the show. So, like Lady Zane said, we're going to be interviewing Kobe tonight, Kobe Bright. He's very gifted and talented. He's out there making treadways out there with his music and stuff of that nature. So he'll be calling in a few. So let's just play one of his songs so we can kind of get a feel of him. Here's one of his songs. It's called Poppin' Tags, actually one of my favorites.
Yeah. You ever seen a motherfucker so bad? Make you want to spend every penny in your pocket. She drapes in Louis linen. She keeps the Gucci bag. Them dudes gon' do what she want. And like, oh, she knows she's bad. And she get what she want. Like, she don't eat them ass. She got them going crazy. Yeah, she be popping tags. 5'5", pretty frame with some angel eyes. Staring at them, get you caught up thinking with a crazy mind. Gotta catch myself before I'm letting this go crazy. I'm mesmerized at how you do it, girl. It's like committing crime. Everybody throwing dollars, tricking pennies for your time. How you got them throwing 50 at you just to get a dime? They got plans of leaving with you and you just want a glass of wine. Laughing as I watch you sip your glass of wine and then you're gone. They lace your head to toe, Gucci bags and nail shades. Trips around the world to beaches, 5-star hotel stay. Keep you in the baddest spots with new heels and nail days. You've been calm, living like a star these past 12 days. She's racing Louis linen, she keeps the Gucci bag. Them you gon' do what she rollin' like, oh, she knows she's bad. And she get what she want, like she don't even ask. She got them going crazy, yeah, she been popping tags. She's racing Louis linen, she keeps the Gucci bag. Them you gon' do what she rollin' like, oh, she knows she's bad. And she get what she want, like she don't even ask. She got them going crazy, yeah, she been popping tags. So can she go again? Walking looking like a queen. Everybody stare at her. Damn, how she get in them jeans? Paula's reaching for their pocket, spending G's to get between. Drop a couple stacks on it, never leaving for the same. This girl's a G, but I can't hate you, baby. Gonna get it. Caribbean cruises and a credit card without a limit. Take you to the lot for cars, and they won't leave without you in it. Put it on some chrome wheel speakers in the window tinted. Got Cartier watches on your linens, made by Louis Dolce Gabbana. And every bag you carry round is Gucci. Them dudes are crazy to trick it, but get them if they lose it. She never heard me on her way to the tuba. She's raising Louis linens. She keeps the Gucci bag. Them dudes gon' do what she want, and like, oh, she knows she's bad. And she get what she want, like she don't even ask. She got them going crazy, yeah, she be poppin' tags. She's raising Louis linens. She keeps the Gucci bag. Them dudes gon' do what she want, and like, oh, she knows she's bad. And she get what she want, like she don't even ask. She got them going crazy, yeah, she be poppin' tags.
Yay! So that was Poppin' Tags by Kobe Bright. I love that song. What do you feel about that song, yeah. Lady Zane?
That was hot. I'm definitely over here getting my bounce on and everything.
Exactly. Exactly. It's totally like one of those songs that you just want to just keep going. That's like one of the songs I work out to, you know, and it's just one of those cool things. So we're waiting for him to call in now, hopefully, you know, because there's a little time deficit thing because he's in a whole another time zone that, you know, it kind of syncs up and we'll get him on the show. So anyway, so I guess we got to kill time until then, you know?
I just wanted to say, Lady Zane, I didn't mean to cut you off. I mean, Lady, Miss P, I just wanted to say that, you know, I wanted to thank you again for giving an average girl like me from Harlem the opportunity to be here as a guest host with you tonight and sharing the spotlight and stuff, and hopefully it won't be the last. So again, with that, I can't thank you enough. And you know, right now I'm living the dream of most people, and I hope I do this show some justice. Shout out to all the listeners and the callers. So that's all I wanted to say.
That was so sweet. Hey, you're doing me some justice, and I appreciate that you're taking the time out of your schedule to be a part of something that's bigger than me, bigger than you. Everything that we do on the Intune Show and Off the Page Magazine is a platform for not only myself, because I don't think of myself when I do the projects. I think of the community. So you're a part of it. You're family. So you're stuck with me, okay? The only way you're getting rid of me is if you kill me, okay? And I'm not kind of looking forward to that, so, you know. Otherwise than that, you're more than welcome, and I look forward to you being on and in every project that we do going forward. So we have some callers on the line, so let's see. Hopefully one is Kobe. Let's see. Kobe, is that you? Kobe?
Hello.
Yeah, but was there something you needed? Oh.
Okay, we're going to put that call back.
Wow.
I don't think that was him. I only, you know, lit that one up because, you know, it was a distant number and the area code was kind of out there.
Well,
yeah.
I hope I get to ask all the questions I wanted to ask because I got a lot
exactly.
of questions for him.
Like, come on. I've been dying to talk to this man. I mean, he has amazing, amazing stride with him. He's been through a lot like the rest of us. Everybody has a story. But what makes him so unique and special to me is him, you know, rapping the way he rap in his culture, because for those who don't know, he's Caucasian. So listening to that and the passion that he has behind his music is just, like, kind of incredible to me because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, African-American artists out there that's doing their things as well, don't get me wrong. But Kobe just had, like, this passion with him that's kind of different, and that's why I think that I kind of gravitate to his aura a little bit more than others. But I don't know. Where are you, Kobe? Lady
Well,
Zane
I think we got, like, another 4 minutes before he probably hit us up.
I hope so. I hope so, Lady Zane, because I am so anxious. I'm not sure if that was someone, like, calling in for him or what, but let's kind of check that line again.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. Let's hope for the best.
Let's do it.
Well, now, is this Kobe?
Hello?
Okay.
You're on the radio with Lady Zane and Miss P. Do we got anybody else on the line?
Me too. Let's see. Who's this? Calling in from 718 number. Hi, you on the air with Miss P and Lady Zane. How are you?
Good evening. Who are we speaking to? All right.
I was like, nobody want to talk to us.
Well, what's going on tonight? I hope I'm, you know, I ain't breaking no, like.
No, not like, even.
Whoa.
This is the fun part. This is the fun part of being on a show, because you never know what to expect, and every time you air is always a different experience. So whether it's a good or a bad, whether the, you know, interviewee is on the show or not, you know, I still try to make the best out of it, because you know what? The show must go on regardless. So, you know, whether the person answers, whether they call in, whether they get interviewed, you know, of course we look forward to it, but, you know, the curtains ain't come down yet.
Okay, let's roll out the red carpet. Roll out the red carpet. Anybody else on the line? Please,
anybody else
have
on
something
the line?
To say.
Exactly. I mean, in the meantime, what we're going to do is we're going to play another one of his songs that I really, really like. And the reason why I really like this one, and I actually wanted to kind of play it when he was on the show with us, is because it's really, really deep, and, you know, it has a lot of significance behind it. And I know that a lot of people, once you guys hear it, will be able to relate to the words in the song. So I ask you to please, like, listen into the words and give me a feedback on the song, you know, because, I mean, it touched me, and it's at the top of my list right now. So this one is called, let's see, is this Kobe?
Yeah, this is Kobe Bright. How you doing? Who is this? No, I'm speaking with.
I'm super excited now.
Yo, how y'all doing? I'm sorry.
Hey,
I don't get trouble getting
doing?
In. Oh, I'm good. I can't complain. Always busy. You know how it is. How y'all doing that way?
I know. I was telling Lady Zane, like, you know, I was trying to book you for like 80 years, and I finally have you. So I'm so excited about it. So we're going to jump right in, because
we
kind of... Yeah, sure. We kind of, like, kind of behind schedule a little bit, kind of, sort of. Not no fault of your own, but, you know, we kind of a little behind schedule. We just played your song Poppin' Tags, which is one of my favorites.
Right.
Okay, because
well,
it kind of reminds me of me.
You.
And I said, if you ever do a video for that one, I will fly out for that one. I think I need to be in that.
Oh, really? You
that
want to feature that? We're going to have to think, hey, we're going to talk about that. We're going to have to talk about that so we can make that work.
Kelly, especially, you know, the way you, like, how she look in them jeans. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, it's a flatty
back there.
But it's kind of, you know, it looks good.
Well, yeah, I try to visualize it when I write it. I try to visualize it, you know, take from my own experiences and, you know, stuff like that. I just try to visualize how I see it when I'm in a club or however it may be, because that song, if you listen to it, I mean, you could tell somebody made me want to, you know, pop some tags
right, exactly.
somebody before too, you know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
You know,
I mean, I love
that
song.
About.
I know the words, but I'm not going to go there with you, because we're going to have to battle.
Okay.
We're going to have to battle with your own song. Exactly.
But we don't want to do that.
No, we don't, because you're going to win, and I can't have you embarrassing me on my own show.
Well, I'm excited for you to have me. I definitely appreciate the time, most definitely.
No, definitely. So Lady Zane is a newcomer to the show, so I just wanted to introduce her to you, Lady Zane. This is Kobe Bright. Oh, hi.
Hi, Kobe. How are you? How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing, Miss Lady Zane?
That's good. I'm doing fine. I'm even better now that you know, you called in. So,
man, I'm glad y'all can't see me on no thing. Y'all got me blushing down here in Texas.
I I know, right? But this is something that you should be totally used to. Women that's, like, all up in your face, okay? You should be used to this by now, okay?
Yeah, we get it sometimes. We get it sometimes. But we don't like to think like that. We keep our feet on the ground and our head to the sky, you know? We stay real humble. We stay real humble.
Okay, so I was about to play your song, Leave This Game Tomorrow, because as I was explaining why you was calling in was that, you know, this song really means a lot to me, and it touched a lot of vital points from past experiences in my life, and everyone that's listening have not really had the opportunity to listen to the words of that song, so I was just kind of bringing everybody's attention to the words. So once we play that, we're going to come back on, and then we're going to throw like 1,000 questions at you. Is that cool?
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're just going to all be quiet, and we're all going to just listen. Kobe, you know the words, okay, but everybody don't. So.
Oh, yes, this is for them, absolutely.
Okay, this is for them, Kobe. Hold on. This one is Leave This Game Tomorrow.
For the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll leave this game tomorrow and never come back. Still so much pain, but still a body in them. Can't get enough of flames, there's not a lie in them. And he's so much to gain, it's just a lion in them. No such could be contained. Riding from my city like a jet ski. Give it all and leave it all behind, they won't forget me. And I could bet that I'm the realest if you met me. No reason to be scared, now I save you if you let me. Yeah, look, I'm the captain and I set seas. And nothing's moving unless you put me in it like a set of keys. I'm not a D-boy, I never said I'd get you keys of anything except the flow inside your veins like a disease. So many years of chasing got me falling to my knees. Like how could they pass it up for years? I gave them all of me. Yeah, and I'm still here for all of me. And they will never take it away, that's what I'm born to be. You're shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll leave this game tomorrow. You're shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll leave this game tomorrow. Like all that's left is nothing but these moves that I'm making. All the faith, a little patience, but the clock just keeps on racing. Mind spinning, gone in a cloud of cigarillo smoke. Here is nothing for me to drop the realest shit I ever wrote. And if it's all just a dream, I hope I'm never broke. Say the top is lonely, then you fall off and we're better broke. Still, I don't know. Looking around, just searching for a thread of hope. Throw these dice like, fuck it, it's too late for me, so here we go. All or nothing, mind frame. Vision is a vivid picture of the life with my name. I pray I live it, but they get me. And if I don't, I'll die a man. A million lines written describing all of my days in this crazy life I'm living. But wouldn't change for nothing. Been blessed for what's given. Like I could break or something. Grow up with 6 million. Enough this promise, but all I know, I'ma make a killing. I got this mama, just know it's coming from all I'm giving. Just shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll leave this game tomorrow. Just shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll leave this game tomorrow. Heart, sweat, blood, tears, joy, and this is everything. Give it all to get it, even if I never live today. Make it to the top, and at least I live to get to say I did it on my own, was on the grind, and never missed a day. Mind full of thoughts, I lace these verses like a picture paint. Take these words, internalize them, pick this pen up, picture paint. Everything is moving so fast, I need a fifth of drink. Tired of all these lame suckers, bullshit, mixed in this game. Tunnel vision now, and all I see is in this window pane. Every day's like working, trying to reinforce this window frame. First the sun shines, then the skies get dark as limo paint. Now I'm just trying to see it through, no clue about how long it's gonna take. But I'm still here, still breathing, still real, still will win it all and kill the game like 6 mil. Yeah. cheer. So tell me where we supposed to go from here. Man, I don't know, before I go I make sure that they know I'm here. Still shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll leave this game tomorrow. Still shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll leave this game tomorrow.
Look, I just want it all out here, and I can't stop till I get it.
That's right. Leave this game tomorrow. Let's go. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
tell me that song isn't hot.
That's definitely a head bobbing song. Definitely a head bobbing song.
I love that song.
Beat and everything.
Exactly.
Really
enjoy
that. All
thank
right. Now, question time. Lady Zane, because you're the guest host tonight, I'm going to let you start.
Okay. Mr. Covey. What message are you trying to deliver through your music, as far as like your life or your past experience? How is it relative to your music?
Well, I try to everything I build, my whole movement and everything I'm trying to build behind is just basically coming from nothing to being something. You know what I mean? Like I do music for a purpose, and my MO and main purpose since the day I started has been to motivate and inspire. You know what I mean? And that song, Leave This Game Tomorrow, like, the reason I left it at that name is because, like, I do my music for a purpose. You know what I mean? And nowadays, hip-hop is a fad, and it's a trend. But, like I say in the song, just give me everything. I'll leave this game tomorrow. Like, I do music. It is my passion. It's my heart. You know what I mean? And it's what I started writing poetry when I was younger, you know what I mean? So it started out, you know, as dad and feelings, and when it started, you know, it struck a couple people, and when I found out how strong words can really be, you know, I really wanted to turn that and use it for a positive, and that's kind of how, you know, I've built my movement on. It's just coming from nothing and trying to be something, you know what I mean? And like I said, as far as the Leave This Game Tomorrow, that's basically just a song that it was one of my personal favorites off my Ambitions mixtape, by the way. But it meant a lot to me because it's a message to everybody that you know, I'm in this for a reason. You know what I mean? I'm really pushing, trying to better myself, better my life, and anything that anybody can take from my music. I mean, I've had people tell me numerous times, you know, hey, I love this song, I can relate so much, or I got chills when I heard this. And I just feel like a lot of people can relate to a lot of situations that I've come from and I've been through. You know what I mean? It's a worldwide struggle out here. And I just feel like, you know, one of my favorite artists growing up was Tupac. And I could relate because of the struggle. And half the stuff he was going through, I felt like he was talking to me directly. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what I try to do with my music. You know, I want to motivate, inspire, and hopefully one day be a breathing, you know, definition of coming from nothing to being successful. You know what I mean? And that's more than just music. It's for anybody out there chasing their dreams, whatever it may be, whether you want to be a doctor or you want to be a nurse, you know, use your talents and use what you have to the best of your ability to get to where you want to go, you know? And that's kind of what I try to build my whole movement on, you know?
Wow, Kobe.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I'm speechless, and I think you answered every question that I had in life for you.
Oh, wow.
Based on his
sorry.
Answer, he just
sorry.
Answered, like, two of my questions already. Like,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I did get
love
right.
It,
I told
though.
Y'all, music is my passion. That's my passion. This is, you know, this is what I love to do. It's what I love to do.
Definitely, and you can, and, you know, you can tell from the way you speak, the way your voice and the tone and temperament, everything, it exudes that's your thing. And you know, and I feel that you giving me chills when you're talking, and I'm sitting here with my mouth open because I feel like I'm a powerful speaker when it comes to certain things or all things. I have to pat myself on the back with that. You know, I try to just be like you, Kobe, be like you.
Oh, come on.
Cool,
now we
trying to
be like you.
But, you know, the way that you answered her question was like, wow. I don't think I could come behind
definitely.
That with another question. besides saying, would you marry me? You know, that's, you know, I don't know.
That's kind of crazy. I'm up here at work standing in a reception hall as we speak. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, all right. So you're already there waiting for me. I'll be there
soon. Yeah, I'm just waiting.
So, for his wife or his girlfriend, you know, Miss P like to play a lot. If you listen to previous shows, I joke and play with everybody. That's the nature of
business.
Oh, no, there
is no Mrs. There is no Mrs. Kobe, right? There is no Mrs. Kobe.
Oh, not yet. We're going to fix that.
No, not yet at all. We keep those options open. We're chasing our dreams right now. We like to leave those options open, you know.
Exactly. I think the most powerful thing that I heard from a young coming up artist, he was 16 years old, and I was actually like talking to him one day, and I said to him, you know, so do you have a girlfriend? You know, what do you do? And he said, no, Miss P, I don't have a girlfriend. And he started blushing, and I said, why? You an attractive little, you know, child or whatever. And he was just like, yeah, you're right, I am. All the girls want me, but guess what? And I'm like, what? He's like, I'm married to the booth.
Ooh.
Wow.
Right.
Nice.
Wow.
See, my thing is,
it threw me. Exactly. It threw me through the loop that someone that's 16 years old, he just started, that's his first time ever picking up a pen to a piece of paper to even compose lyrics and stuff like that. He's the one who taught me what a bar and a verse and all that was, because I didn't know. I was like, well, what's the difference, you know? Because music, I love to listen to it and bop my head to it, but being that I don't compose it, you know, I wouldn't know the difference, right? But for a 16-year-old to say that, it's just kind of deep to me. So you saying that, hey, I'm married to doing what I got to do right now, I totally respect, and, you know, I take my hats off to that, because a lot of people in your position are out here trying to lay down everything that they can.
Oh, yeah, I understand. And, you know, I appreciate you respecting, you know, where I'm coming from. It's, I'm just like, that's why I named my last mixtape, as I mentioned a minute ago, Ambitions. It's just, right, I'm chasing everything right now, you know what I mean? And the female situation, I mean, I need somebody that's very ambitious. You know what I mean? I need somebody that understands what I'm doing, and what I'm doing right now, I put first, you know, because I have a family to take care of. You know, I support my mother. She's, you know, she's ill, but yeah, I mean, she's good, but she's, you know, she's ill. So, I mean, I have a reason why I do what I do. That's why I say in this song, I got this, mama. Just, you know, that's why I have a reason that I push for, and it keeps me motivated every day. You know what I mean? And
aww.
I just, yeah. So, I mean, I keep pushing. I really have a sole purpose, and I have a main goal and a main objective behind what I do. It's not like I just run around and, you know, here's this album here, or here's a mixtape here, or nothing like that. There's really a huge game plan and a huge, you know, purpose behind what I do with my music, you know what I mean? So I take it, I mean, the music is just the beginning, you know. Once you get in, you start learning the business side, and, you know, I'm really just trying to push for everything, trying to chase my dreams out here, you know, and that's really
that's
what
the
it's
type
all
of attitude that should be in the thoughts and minds of people, the one that you have.
Well, you kind of have to have that attitude now, I mean, nowadays.
It's so true. So for people that are, like, the people that are just, like, listening in and everything of that nature, if you have any questions for Kobe, you know, feel free to reach out to me and let me know. And also, I just wanted to also reiterate, for those who's just meeting Kobe for the first time through this interview, Kobe, give them your website, give them the social networks and different things that they could reach you on so they can be as open on your music as I am. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And as you heard Ms. P say, let's go. That's the motto, catchphrase. That's right. Let's go. Everything we do, let's go. And people, I had somebody ask me one time, where are we going? I told them, around the world. So that's the answer to that. But I'm on Twitter.
Wow.
I'm on Facebook. You can check me out at twitter.com/Kobe Bright, facebook.com/Kobe Bright Music. Or if you want to, you can go to my webpage and have all those links. It's ColbyBrightMusic.com. That's ColbyBrightMusic.com. And reach out to me. I'm like, I'm so into, like, engaging and getting involved with the fans. Like, I say 936 is, that's the city I'm from. And if you ever seen any of my pages, you always see 936 and let's go.
I do.
But 936 is more than that. You know, it's the movement. You know, you don't have to be from 936 to be a part of the movement. I'm so into, like, meeting new people and just chopping it up about music. Like, I mean, if you've ever seen me on Facebook or anything, I respond to every single person who reaches out. On Twitter, I do the same. You send me emails, I make sure I get back to you. I'm I like to be involved. I like to interact, and you know, this 936 thing is it's a movement, but it's like a family thing too. You know what I mean? People that are involved, in my movement, I want them to be all the way in. I want to keep y'all involved just as much as y'all want to be involved, or you know how you know I love engaging and interacting with fans/friends. I mean, it's kind of weird because I've never been very big into saying fans, but I mean that there are, you know, fans out there when it comes down to it, but I consider the whole thing as a movement, and you know, reach out to me. Everybody out there who may have heard Kobe Bryant music or may have liked what they heard, reach out to me. I'm very cool, open dude, and you know, like I say, I just love to interact and, you know, talk and get into it with everybody. I'm a very, very big people person, you know what I mean? So I love being in the mix and enjoy talking with folks about any questions, anything like that. So please reach out.
That is awesome. That's awesome. I love it. And also, by the way, for those who didn't know as well, Kobe is actually going to be on a cover of one of the covers of Off the Page magazine that's launched in January. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. Look out for that. You know, he's
absolutely
a cutie pie. But hands off, okay, guys?
Miss P already got me. I definitely appreciate that. Oh, I got this upcoming mixtape coming out in less than 2 weeks now. All or Nothing. It's called All or Nothing Mixtape. That'll be out. Our Grind Hard tour I was going on in New York City, Philadelphia, Boston, Baltimore, that whole Northeast region. It actually just got bought out by BET a few weeks ago. So we'll be touring with BET. Yeah, it's a pretty good look. It's going to be behind the scenes documentary, like TV reality show type series thing, and we're going to be on the first season. So we're still waiting on paperwork and all that to come through. I'm assuming it'll probably start sometime at the beginning of 2012, somewhere in that first quarter. For those of you who don't know too much about the quarters, that would be January through April, March. But right in that area, we look for that to take off. But other than that, I mean, I have my mixtape release party on the 15th out here in Montgomery, Texas. I'll be in Austin, Texas the following weekend. Weekend after that, we're in Arlington, which is right outside of Dallas, Texas. So anybody that's familiar with those areas, feel free to come out, support, show love. I have T-shirts, mixtapes for everybody, and, you know, I'm just trying to take this thing around the globe, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to get at you on Facebook because I definitely want to buy a T-shirt. I want one, and, you know, we'll talk about how we're going to do that exchange and things of that nature where I have to send my funds to because I definitely want a Kobe Bryant T-shirt, okay? I think I deserve one.
I think you do too, Ms. P. I would be proud to have you repping the movement up there. And you are in New York, correct?
I am in
you
New
are.
York. And definitely when you have a chance to be out in New York, I have like a lot of people that would probably make each other's day. Let's just put it like that. Because they're positive, they're motivated, they're doing all the things that you're doing. They're awesome and they're close to me. So, you know, I would love for you to actually like link up with them. So what I'll probably do on Facebook is just have them hit you up and let them know that I sent them your way, if that's cool.
Absolutely. Send any and everybody my way. I'm wide open for other artists out there that may be listening. I'm wide open for collaborations, everything like that. I love working with new talent. I love exploring new ideas, producers. The email, kobebright1986@gmail.com. Anybody can feel free to send beats, collaborations, anything to that. Also, if you go to the website at thekobebrightmusic.com, you can find all the information that you will need on there. And, anybody wants to contact or anybody you can shoot my way, feel free. I'm more than open to doing anything and new work, you know, with everybody. So that sounds
awesome.
Yeah,
that's so cool. I can't wait. So, Lady Zane, is there anything else you want to say to Mr. Bright before we let him go this evening?
Oh, wow. I have a lot I wanted to say, actually. he already answered a few of them.
Right. Like, every question. I just threw my pad across the room. I said, forget about it, you know?
Sometimes it's better that way. Sometimes I do that, too, in the studio sometimes. I just chunk that pad. I'm like, damn it. Oops,
definitely.
Sorry,
definitely. Like,
word.
I don't need this. You know, if anybody that I interviewed had this enthusiasm, I never would have to, like, build questions, you know? It's just like that. But go ahead, Lady Zane. I'm sorry, babes.
Yes. Kobe, I wanted to ask you, have you considered writing for other artists?
I have not written for other, I mean, I've written a few hooks that I've had people sing on my songs before, but I haven't really written too much for other artists. Like I stated a little earlier, I've always done poetry, so I really put a lot of thought and time into my lyrics. I build songs around the lyrics, you know what I mean, as opposed to a lot of people might hear a catchy beat and put a little catchy hook to it and throw it out there. I'm real big on lyrics and stuff like that, but I would definitely be open to songwriting and stuff like that too. I mean, that's all part of the business that, you know, I would be mm-hmm. more than willing to explore, you know.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, once again, you know, you guys can definitely look up Kobe. Now that we kind of got a chance to meet you a little in depth, you know, I'm in love. I've been in love, and, you know, it just deepens from here. And like I tell all the guests that come on the show, that what I try to build is a family, and everything and every move that I make is not about me, is about us as a community, just like the beliefs that you have. So whatever way that Lady Zane or myself can help promote or do anything to empower your movement, we're there. We're with it. 100%.
Well, thank you so much. I definitely appreciate you, Ms. P. And Lady Zane, thank you also. I definitely appreciate it. And I will be coming to New York soon. When I get my paperwork and find everything out about the BET tour,
yeah,
when we get up there, I'm going to make
it,
sure.
Yeah, I'm in there. Definitely, I'm in there. If I can get in there, I'm in there.
Absolutely. Well, you know I got to come a day early, because you know I got to have a day with Miss P. You know we're going to have to explore adventure. You're going to have to show me around
the
city a little bit.
Okay, take you to Bobby Vans. You know, look that up. Google that, Bobby Vans, the best steakhouse in New York. Trust. Look it up.
Really?
But
okay, well, that's
really.
The date then. When I come to New York, we're going to Bobby Vans then.
Bobby Vans it is.
I got a date with Miss C.
Yay! I feel special. I feel the love.
You made my day.
You
made my day.
You made mine.
It's nothing but 936 love that way at you, Miss P.
Oh, thank you so much, Kobe, for giving Lady Zane and myself your time. But the show is winding down now, so everybody, this is Kobe Bright, and look him up. You know, I'm always posting things about him on Facebook, and I will continue to be the number one supporter.
Absolutely. Thank y'all so much. Thank you, Miss P. Thank you so much, Lady Zane. I appreciate y'all's time. And again, KobeBrightMusic.com, and by now y'all know the phrase, let's go.
Thank you, and
don't
be a stranger.
Yes, Lady Zane. So that was Kobe.
Him.
Isn't he awesome?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He had me over here blushing like a little schoolgirl. I didn't even know how to act. I was like, oh, my goodness.
I like him. Wow. You don't get so many artists like that that's, you know, relatable, approachable, mm-hmm. and who know who's a people person. Because, I
absolutely.
Mean, after, I guess, I don't know if it's just them and their nature, or they let all that fame go through their head, or what. Like,
right.
I was very impressed with him.
Exactly. And this is why I just, like, play his music every single day, a few times a day, and it's not even, like, an exaggeration. It's the truth. I think that his songs, not only just those two that I played, I'm actually going to see if he'll send you some music, Lady Zane. I mean, the music, he's phenomenal. He's phenomenal. He has a lot of good stuff from the heart, and, you know, and that's the type of rap music that I'm into. I'm not into, hey, you B-I-T-C-H, and da-da-da-da-da. No, because that's not really music to me. It's music to some, but not to me. So when you come across like that, hey, you got my heart. That's it. He sold me. I'm sold on him. And like I said again, whatever
yeah,
it is that I can do for you, Kobe, we're there.
Not too many people like him around no more. We need more artists like that.
Definitely. He's definitely an awesome role model for a lot of people that's coming up that kind of needs trying to find themselves. He's definitely a role model for that. So,
and
again,
the ones that's out there, they don't get they just deserve.
No, they don't. And this is why we created the InTune Show in Off the Page magazine. So just to kind of elaborate on that, excuse me, a little bit, for those that are still out there listening and haven't heard the InTune Show before, the InTune Show is basically put together as a platform for unsigned artists, small business owners, people that are just coming up, people with talent. I don't care if you can cook, inbox me, you know, because I can't. You know what I mean? Like, if you can grow plants and you have a green thumb, inbox me. I'm for the people. You know, we are all born for a reason on this earth, and I found my mission, and my mission in life is to empower others, because by empowering others and doing what I can for others, it helps empower me. It helps me do the things that I want to do in my life. Off the Page magazine, same deal. I decided to put together a magazine, my brothers and I, to have a platform for artists that are unsigned, for people that if you can cook, inbox me. If you can grow plants, if you have a child that's talented, for health awareness, for things that our community are not really put up on, like the logistics of what's happening in society because we're so stuck on stupid sometimes, that magazine will have everything from, if you don't have insurance, this doctor is willing to see you for X amount, you know. If you haven't been here before and you want to have, like, a nice dinner, this is a place that you can go, you know, at a X amount. You know, not places that, you know, I'm not trying to uplift any places that's already established. I'm basically trying to network and put people in the magazine that are on a mission to improve and, you know, just to inform. So that's basically what the basis of what we're trying to do here. You know, is about, like what Kobe said, the movement, let's go, that type of thing, let's go. So every day when I'm on Facebook posting and trying to get people to come together, it's not because I'm trying to push it for myself. I'm pushing it so other people can look at themselves and say, hey, I'm a big girl, but guess what? I'm beautiful. Maybe I should try out for this. Or maybe if you don't feel beautiful, you try out for it. I'm not turning away no one because beauty is from within. It's not
any
really,
type of talent. No,
exactly.
Discrimination involved.
None. None. None whatsoever. Because, like I said again, it's about regaining self. It's about community coming together to uplift each other and making a platform where we all can just come together in one place. Because they're not throwing us in Vogue magazine. They're not throwing us in, you know, all these high-tail magazines out here because they're all surrounded by people that's already established making millions of dollars. And the little people are here like, hey, I have talent, but no one's paying us no attention. So this is what the Intune Show is about in Off the Page magazine, just giving that platform for people that are not recognized, the average Joe, like you, like myself, a place where we can call home, basically.
Exactly.
And,
you know, easily accessible. Facebook.
Exactly.
You know, hit
Facebook,
up.
Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Dig. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere. I'm going to start doing interviews to promote the show, to promote the magazine, you know, and I'm trying. And also I just wanted to plug real quick because the show is winding down that I'm looking to put together a few more women or men that are interested in, you know, coming on board to, you know, to be diligent and adamant about, you know, their community and helping put this whole project together so it can, you know, be successful much sooner. So, you know, if you're interested in that, you can inbox Lady Zane on Facebook or you can inbox Miss P. So, Lady Zane, is there anything you want to add? Show's winding down.
There we have it. I mean, I think you said just about, you know, about all, you know what I'm saying?
That's about it, folks. You know, the Intune Show has officially... Well, we don't even have any more. Everybody's gone. Kobe's gone. I guess he was the shine. I mean, we still have people inside our chat room, you know, and I've been chatting with them back and forth and stuff, but everybody that was here was like, it was about Kobe.
Yeah, I would like to see what they think about Kobe. Hopefully, well, I'm sure, I'm positive that they will see that he's definitely a good look. And hopefully,
no, he definitely,
you know,
is.
They'll with him being on the show, they'll support him and stuff. You know, we got to support
definitely
each other. People,
yes, and we always
gotta
have
say
Kobe back on for a follow-up to see, because he's on a mission, so we definitely got to keep up with his, you know, his mission and his moves that he's making because he's on a few of them. So we'll definitely get up with him in a few to see how everything is going with him and have him back on the show. But, Lady Zane, I just wanted to give you a shout-out. Thank you so much for, you know, taking the time out to be on the Intune Show tonight. I really had fun.
Thank you for reaching out.
No, not a problem whatsoever. And you are family, and you are welcomed on anytime you like. So until next time, guys, stay in tune, and I will see you guys. What's today? Tuesday? On Friday with my interview with the CEO of hip hop.
Good night, everybody. Make sure y'all call in.